Hello and welcome to Masterpiece Car Audio Theatre. This is episode 3 in the 12 Days of Christmas. Today we're going to review the book The Rider, Galactic Football League Novellas, Book 4. Written by Scott Sigler and Paul E. Cooley, narrated by Scott Sigler. The length was 9 hours and 6 minutes, and the series was the Galactic Football League. The book was unabridged, and it was released on 11/17/2016 by Empty Set Entertainment. I'm going to ask Smeebles to read the book jacket before we get this automobile into movement.
Well, thank you, Sir Hector. It's my pleasure. The Rider is a GFL novella written by Scott Sigler and Paul E. Cooley. It is the story of the Roughland Ridgeback's captain, Poughkeepsie Pete, and his favorite mount, Old Bess, the Tyrannosaurus Rex. They play Dinolition, and they are the best team in the game.
Thank you very much, Smeebles. I'll do the quick introduction and then we'll get moving. With me today in the truck we have Menchek Majenovic.
Hello, my boss is bullshit.
Smeebles.
Hello, thank you for letting me in the truck.
And Keanu.
I would like to start off by saying thank you to everyone for signing my petition against the microphone masticators. I just really appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you, Keanu. Now can you put that away and can we get on with what we're doing? I don't think they need to hear about your petition with 5-6 signatures, is it? I'm pretty sure that third one's a double, isn't it?
No. This was the... They were brothers, you know.
All right. And the current temperature is -17°C. Not as cold as it had been, but still not really warm. We are driving in snow. Lots of snow. All right. Now, who would like to start the discussion?
I don't mind starting the discussion.
Menchek, all right, you go right ahead. What did you think of the story?
I really enjoy this story. I like books about gangsters and crime and organized mafiosos. You know, it sort of suits my background. And I like what Scott Sigler has done. Who doesn't like an international space gangster? I mean, it's so much better than your New York gangsters. Those mob bosses are bullshit.
We are discussing the book, Menchek. Can we stay focused and maybe a little less vague?
Alright. I enjoy the GFL series to begin with. I really like all the characters Scott Sigler has built in his universe. And this one here, I really like it when they step in for cameo appearances. Who does not like Greedock the Splithead? He is a ruthless mob boss. He is not bullshit, I guarantee you there. He is real gangster.
Excuse me, sir, but this book is not about gangsters. They're a small element. Let's talk about Poughkeepsie Pete.
Poughkeepsie Pete, correct. He is the main character in this story, and that shouldn't be lost. Menchek's just focusing on the aspects that appeal to him.
Well, I want to focus on the aspects that appeal to me. I think Poughkeepsie Pete is my hero. Who doesn't like it when an individual of small stature such as myself gets to have a prominent position in sports entertainment? So what if he has to ride a 6,000-kilogram animal into battle to earn respect? At least he's earning respect!
I think that you're just, like, a little overcranked, dude. Perhaps if you were to, like, take a step back, you know, take a deep breath, exercise your demons and stuff, we could, like, you know, have a discussion that wasn't so, you know, loud and, like, Seriously, dude, you're vibrating in your seat, brah. You're just, like, bouncing up and down.
Look, I'm excited, okay? This was an excellent book. Who doesn't love dinosaurs?
Well, dude, I'm the first one to say, man. You know, strapping some armor on an old T-Rex is some pretty badass stuff. But, like, you know, I'm not losing my stuff, you know. I've got, like, this kind of Zen thing, and I think that perhaps maybe if you had some kale and we did some meditation that, you know, we might be able to tone you down a bit, like, you know.
I honestly do not know what you are saying. All you're saying is you know, and I don't know, okay?
Please, gentlemen, settle down in the back seat. It is not Dinolition in the automobile. There'll be no fighting. You guys are intense. We
need to calm down a bit. Let's go back to Menchik. Why do you want to go back to me? Do I exude a sense of calmness?
Menchik, you're as cool as an ice cube. If I was ever to rely on someone in a poker game needing a poker face, I would choose you. So the answer is yes. I do believe that you've got your poop in a group. Your control, if you will. So, let's pass on those two and continue with what you thought.
Well, I told you, I think this book is great. I like the mob bosses, I like the dinosaurs, I like the cameos from the GFL series. There is not much I don't like. Even John Tweedy's in this book, and John Tweedy is so good.
Yes, speaking of cameos, Federico Gonzaga is in this book as well. I really like that character. He could be almost anyone. He's always got a disguise, and he's always almost just like the original. He is a true spy.
Yes, but he's no spy. He's hired gun, and hired guns are, you know.
Excuse me, there, Menchik, but, like, honestly, where else is a small person to turn? It's not like we have an alliance. It's not like we have a group of people looking out for us. We're just struggling to survive in this terrible, terrible world. How are you supposed to do it when you're so small?
Dude, again, I think that you just, like, need to control yourself a bit. Perhaps carrying a stool would be...
I can't believe you said that! A stool? Oh my god! What is wrong with you?
Oh, dude, bro. Chill out. Deep breaths. I apologize. I retract my statement. Like, it never happened, okay? Like, deleted, right? Okay? Let's just go back to the book. Let's go back to the book.
Please go back to the book. What was your favorite dinosaur, Smeebles? How about that?
Well, Bess is a pretty awesome dinosaur, but I'll be honest, I really like the Triceratops. He had a warm spot in my heart, and I just wish we saw more of him. There's not going to be a sequel, is it?
Dude, bruh, do you need a hug? You sound like you're going to, like, start crying and stuff, and that's not good either. Like, I'm campaigning against microphone mastication, but, like, the other thing, too, is, like, people don't like it when you cry into the microphone. There's, like, a whole lot of snot and hiccuping and stuff, and, yeah, it's really not desirable.
I will do what I want! You can't control me!
Yes, let's leave the emotion back there. Let's move on to narration. What did you think of the narration, Menchik? Oh, as usual, it's Scott Sigler. It's his universe, you know? All of his characters have preset voices, and he pulls them off effortlessly. You know, I know he needs a little bit of help with the Kredorakian voices, little effects, but I like that in this story. I like the cheering of the crowds, and I like all of those aspects of production. And it's just added to his voicing.
Point of order, could I, like, interject for a minute? Like, I totally dig Scott Sigler, and I totally dig all of his voices. Except, perhaps, you know, his female voices, sometimes can be a little hard to take, okay? But, you know, like, there's not like there's a whole bunch in this one, but...
What do you mean? One of Poughkeepsie's teammates is a girl! She talks all the time!
Holy dude, like, seriously, I'm telling you, some kale, some zen, dude, you need it, man. You're so high strung, I'm afraid you're gonna explode in the seat beside me.
Is this supposed to mean something? Are you calling me a small package?
I don't know, okay? But the book was good, and the narration was good.
Yeah, well, I liked the narration as well. Even for a tall gentleman, he managed to sound like he was a small person. And I felt an affinity for the character. I felt him. I felt that he was Poughkeepsie Pete.
Honestly, Smeebles, next time I ask you to be part of an audiobook review, I'm going to ask you to put your emotional baggage in the truck bed behind us. I honestly need you to get a little bit of control and focus on what we're doing here. We're reviewing a fiction story. Yes, it is about little people, and I do understand that it hits you at a certain fiber of your being, if you will, but let's focus on the story and not what you came with.
I'm sorry to have to. I just get so emotional and so passionate about this stuff and this book. This book was excellent. I just loved it. That's all I can say.
I think that you said a lot more than that. I'm sitting in front seat and the back of my neck is soaking wet from your tears and blubbering from the big seat. Seriously, get a grip, man.
I am just going to take control of this entire thing and say that is the discussion. We liked it. Okay, now let's have some voting. I think that this story deserves a 5 out of 5. I think that Paul E. Cooley and Scott Sigler put together another gem in the GFL universe.
Yes, well, I don't give 5 out of 5, but I give 4 out of 5. Definitely excellent book. Definitely worth reading. Definitely part of the series. But, you know, 5 out of 5, that's pretty generous.
Dude, bro, I think that you're right. Like, you know, I think that perhaps a 4 out of 5 would be appropriate for this story. You know, it's not like a full-length novel or anything, it's a novella, but, you know, like, it could, you know, yeah, it could have been like a 4 out of 5.
Honestly, your Zen sounds like a lot of confusion. Do you actually know what you're talking about? Oh, I think this book is a 5 out of 5. I think that they took an awesome idea and combined it to make a wonderful story. And who doesn't like alien dinosaurs? Oh my god, so awesome!
Alright, well, that tells us that we all really enjoyed the story. Now, narration. What will we give narration on this story? Keanu, since you seem to be so articulate with your opinions, why don't you go first?
Well, dude, like, it was really good, and there was no microphone mastication, which is, like, you know, my main thing, my biggest beef. I thought that pretty much all of his mic techniques were on par. Perhaps not necessarily the performance quality I would expect out of a, you know, an audiobook. But then, it is what it is, right? So I'll give it like a 4 out of 5.
Not audiobook quality? What are you talking about, honestly? This book had production value. This book had sound effects. This book had emotion. This book had characters. I don't know what you're even talking about. There are so many audiobooks out there that have great production values and zero life. No feeling. This book is full of feeling. It's got feels all over it. I give 5 out of 5 for narration. Passionate and well done.
Well, I have to agree with Medcheck. I thought that it was passionate and well done as well. I don't know about this person in the seat beside me. I don't think I'm taking any advice from you, guru.
Dude, bro, I never said I was a guru, okay? I just figure that, you know, a little kale in your diet might, like, take your irritability down a notch, okay?
I think that all of you are mentally damaged. Anyway, I think the narration was excellent as well. I give the book a 5 out of 5 for narration. That pretty much gives this book full marks for narration. So, as a group, we'd like to recommend this audiobook. We think that it's an important volume in the GFL series, and that you should read it. Not saying that you have to read the GFL series to enjoy this book. This book can most certainly be enjoyed on its own. That is, the only tie-ins are things that don't matter, and don't affect the overall universe. But hey, if you want to know what John Tweety's favorite game is and what it's all about, you could read this book and you would know. And honestly, T-Rexes in armor. They've got Velociraptors, Triceratopses, and a host of names that I can't pronounce of alien dinosaurs. It's really worth your time. From all of us here at Masterpiece Car Audio Theatre, I would like to wish you a good morning and a good day.